Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our second ever mailbag segment, mailbag number two. And for the first time in a mailbag segment, we've got Kurt Mommer with us. Kurt, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
I'm fantastic, Joe.
I'm great. I really wanted to be in one of these.
Well, perfect. Here's your opportunity. We've got mail. We've been telling people to go ahead and send in their suggestions, their feedback, tell us how terrible we are. Some hate mail for Bob, which we sadly did not get any. The only piece of hate mail we got was from Clint, who is one of our
co-hosts. Have a little like, wah, wah?
We do. Sorry. Yes. Bob is just too beloved.
He's a good dude.
That's what it is.
He's got that lovable, punchable face. You want to punch him, but you want to kiss him afterwards.
I should know. I've punched him and kicked him repeatedly in the face.
I remember if some point I should put that out on our Facebook page.
Just me jumping off Joe's porch.
That's right.
That is the greatest.
We made a video one time of Kurt. Was a Bloodsport audition tape.
Yes.
And Kurt just literally karate kicks Bob directly in his face. It's hilarious.
Yeah. And then run off.
That's right.
That's actually also one where I kick you in the nuts.
Was it?
Yeah.
Pat Riley was even in that one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
So we've got some mail here that has come in through our email. This show is trash, as well as some that's come through our Facebook. And what we are going to do is read some of this mail and respond. And if anybody would like to send anything out to the show, you can do that either of those two ways. You can send an email to thisshowistrash@gmail.com, or you can hit us up on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/badmoviesrule, and you can send us a message that way. You can send us a message that way as well. We want to hear from you guys. So this first message is from Scarlett Rose, one of our fans. She actually wrote in on the last one too. Yeah, she says,
sounds familiar.
Hello, I was listening to your new episode on the Beastmaster, and you mentioned Tanya Roberts. I had an instant memory flash of watching her in the movie Sheena when I was a child. I remember how cheesy and awful it was, and I think it would be a great addition to your never-ending list of movies. I haven't seen it in years, but I wouldn't mind seeing it again to prep for a potential episode. Keep up the good work, your fan, Scarlett. Sheena. Have you guys ever heard of that movie before?
Never.
S-H-E-E-N-A.
You got it, Kurt?
It's apparently
looking it up right now.
Starring Tanya Roberts, who played the slave girl / assassin from... Oh, yep, that's her.
Ooh, that looks like a straight-to-DVD
movie. You know what? It's like Beastmaster was off-brand He-Man. That almost seems like it's off-brand She-Ra.
Part animal, part legend, all woman.
Wait a minute. I think I actually seen part of this.
Really?
Yes.
It's based off a comic book, Queen of the Jungle.
Okay.
Sheena, Queen of the Jungle.
Oh, there it is.
Okay. I watched this.
This comic's 10 cents.
What a deal. Hopefully that's not how its quality level. It's only a dime.
Yeah, I watched this for not the right reason.
The Zambuli tribe.
This now.
Okay.
Yeah,
Would you say it qualifies for bad movies rule? Is it bad?
I was 14 when I said
okay,
this.
All right.
So, yes.
It literally is Beastmaster for women.
Okay.
It says that, here.
For women? Are you sure?
It says Zambuli tribe. Raised a young white orphan whom their shaman believes has been part and sent as part of a mystical prophecy, teaching her ways of telepathic communication with animals. The girl grows up to be Sheena, Queen of the Jungle.
Okay, we're in. But I don't know if that's for girls. I think that's for maybe teenage boys to watch that
14-year-old boys.
Or grown men that are 42.
That's right. That have a podcast.
I would like to watch that again.
All right. Well, Scarlett, thank you for your suggestion. We'll get Sheena on the roll.
Not only am I going to watch it, but I'm going to ruin it.
Okay.
Whoa. What? I'm just saying. I got everything on VHS.
That's right.
So you're going to ruin the VHS.
Don't ruin the tape.
Yeah. I'm going to ruin the tape.
Our next piece of mail comes from, I'm going to butcher this guy's name, Brad Therialt.
Let me see.
Therialt.
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
Even I looked at him like, nope, I got nothing.
So he says, coming from a guy who loves Spy Hard and listening to your show about it, I don't know how most of you didn't like it. That movie puts a smile on my face whenever I need a laugh. How do you not laugh when a character's name is Agent WD-40 Dick Steele? That being said, I don't know if I could have talked about it for 60 minutes. Thank you. Thank you, Brad.
Right there.
Yep, that he proved
the point. 40 minutes in, we were done. He says, in all seriousness, great show. Love listening to all the episodes. Heck, you made me blind buy Hudson Hawk and watch it before I listened to your episode.
Wow.
Was not disappointed. Keep up the good work, and I'm so glad we're all on the same page in regards to Tracy Walters' character and Conan the Destroyer, who is just an awful, cringy character.
Do you think we're changing people's lives right now with this show? We are introducing movies to these people
I guess we are.
Have never...
He blind bought Hudson Hawk, which in a way I feel terrible that I did that to him, but it's also amazing.
I bought Jim Cotta.
<That's true. laughs> I'm sorry.
We're supposed to be like bringing culture to people. And I don't think this is what, you know, this is what I want. You know, I think we're supposed to be bringing culture, but yes, we're not.
Are we making it worse? Are we like introducing the opposite of culture to people or like making people dumber?
Like changing people's lives for the better or for the worse?
I say better.
Yeah? I say better too.
I mean, these movies are great.
Well, let's go through a few more emails and I'll make that assumption.
Brad, thanks for listening, man. Honestly, we appreciate you, buddy, and I hope you liked Hudson Hawk. Well, Brad, he says he was not disappointed, but that could mean so many things. Brad Theriot.
Theriot.
We love you, buddy. Hope we didn't butcher your name too hard. Our next email comes from Meredith. Meredith says, "Greetings, friends." I like that. Exclamation point.
That was nice.
Greetings, friends.
Yay!
Yay!
Season greetings.
My name is Meredith, and I am the one who submitted the movie Rubber to your co-host, Curtis Mummer.
That's true.
I thought you would enjoy this movie, as in my opinion, it's the worst and yet most ironic thing I have ever seen. So, of course, I need some influencers to share in my misery, capital L-O-L. Can't wait for the next episode. Have a blessed day. So I feel like you messaged me about Rubber.
I did. Sent you the trailer.
Yes.
I sent everyone the trailer on our page.
I couldn't believe it was a real movie.
Yeah, I didn't either. I thought it was a joke. And when she sent it to me, she's like, you need to watch this movie. I think you need to add it to the list. And I was like, well, you need to email us at theshowistrash@gmail.com. And she was like, okay, great. But yeah, she sent me the trailer and I was like, this is a real thing. And I had to Google it,
so it's
look it up.
It's about a tire
that goes and hunts and kills people.
Oh my gosh. That's,
yeah.
I thought that was a joke.
No.
No, it's a real movie.
Yeah, it's a real movie. It's a tire that comes and hunts people down.
We got to make
out for vengeance.
We got to make Clinton watch this one. He gets mad. He thinks we're malicious or people that are, he believes people are suggesting movies maliciously, like, ha ha ha, I'm going to make these idiots watch this movie.
Yeah.
And so he almost feels like, you know, it's a punishment or someone's
messing with
us.
I'm going to go out there and just say, so what? who cares if they are? I'm up for the challenge. Let's watch this.
We
got to
make
movie.
Clint watch Rubber.
I think we should do it as a joke.
Yeah?
Yeah, we should have him watch Rubber.
And
watch
only
Rubber.
Him?
Oh, and then not record the episode?
Well, no. And then have him come in. The rest of us will have watched a different movie.
Oh, perfect.
And, you know,
let's all watch Flubber.
Yeah.
And then we'll go, oh.
And then have him watch Rubber.
I'm sorry about that.
Oh, dude.
And like, oh, I misspelled it. I you know, the movie was supposed to be Flubber.
You were supposed to watch the Robin Williams Flubber.
Yeah.
I apologize.
That would have been perfect.
We should do that.
I'm down for it. I'm up. Let's mess with him.
We got to do it, obviously, before this airs, though.
Yeah. Well, he will listen to this.
Yeah.
We have a response. So if you guys remember our last mailbag segment, we read an email from a Ron Anderson.
Yes.
Who my brother thought.
Oh, my gosh.
It was hilarious.
Was the funniest name he'd ever heard in his life.
Ron Anderson.
I don't understand what's so funny about a totally normal name.
Ron Anderson.
But Ron Anderson replied. So
yes.
He must have heard. He
I
said,
want to hear this. Uh-oh.
With a smile on my face, tell your brother Bob my name took me far. To name a few, I'm a music historian instructor for at-risk kids.
Wow.
I've designed my own shoe/clothing line called funkbetty.com. There's a free plug for you. And I've ghostwritten songs for famous people.
Wow.
Honestly, a black man with a political name is very funny, and I was in tears laughing at your guys' email episode. Love you guys. So there you go. He said, I hope your name takes you far. And his name did take him far.
Good for him.
Good
with
for Rod
smiles
Anderson.
Smiles on his face.
That's right.
The sound of a knife sharpening.
Ching, ching.
I'm going to get that guy, Bob.
Well, see, Bob, even when he's, you know, making
being
fun
Bob,
of somebody's name,
yeah.
he's still too lovable to like no one else. really reached out.
I want to hug that punchable face of him.
That's right.
That's what it is.
Well, Ron, we appreciate that you've been listening, man. And look, that's an impressive resume.
Yeah. I'm a bit jealous.
I mean, he's got his own shoe and clothing line.
Adequate now.
He's a music historian, and he's ghost-written songs. Which famous people do you think Ron Anderson's written people, written some music for?
Maybe he's like some Destiny's Child.
Ooh.
It's maybe.
Maybe.
Some Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers?
Yeah.
Boyz II Men.
Yeah.
Boyz II Men. Did it, did it.
He wrote the did it, did it. He's like, I did that part.
No. That was me. Yeah. It was all me.
Ed Sheeran, probably.
Really?
I don't know. I'm just throwing stuff out there.
Talk about a punchable face.
Nickelback. All right. We got another email. This came in from Brandon Cantrell. Thank you, Brandon, for writing the show. It says, well, I'm on episode 20, and I have fell in love with y'all's podcast.
Nice.
Y'all seem to pick movies I enjoyed growing up.
He's from the South.
He is from the South. I love this guy.
I think he's from New York.
He says, y'all seem to pick movies I enjoyed growing up but are complete garbage. At least he's honest. My brothers and I grew up in the 80s, and I have two movies I'd like to hear y'all go over. The first is Winners Take All. Now, I think Winners Take All is a kind of like Rad. It's a bike, like a bike racing movie, but it's I think it's motocross. Instead of bicycles, it's motocross. Winners Take All. So it seemed like this movie was always on at my house, and we never owned it, so I don't know how it was. And the other is The Invisible Kid.
Wow, Winners Take All.
Thank you, guys, and keep up the great work. Yeah, that one seemed like one we could easily do as a follow-up to Rad.
Yes, Winner Takes All. I love these. The Gymkata.
Yes.
The Megaforce. Yes.
Perfect.
Rad, these movies I freaking love.
Yes. So we'll do that one. And then did you ever see The Invisible Kid? I feel like that that poster
looks great.
Let me see.
It's just literally a jacket.
Michael
and a hat.
J. Fox?
I don't know who it is.
It looks like
Teen Wolf.
We'll see. I'm sure it's all kind of hijinks. I mean, what would you do if you were a kid and you were invisible?
A nerdy teenage scientist discovers a formula for invisibility and uses it to take revenge on those who have wronged him, as well as using it to spy on the girls' shower rooms. Welcome to 1988.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's the first thing I thought of is, well, they got to go in the locker room. That's what everybody says they would do.
There's so many things that were okay to make fun of in the 80s.
Yes.
That does not apply today.
No.
Like,
no. That would never fly. We're going to make a movie where his kid turns invisible and the first thing he does is go hang out in the girls' locker room.
It's like nerds, putting
secret
cameras in their women's changing rooms and all that.
Necessary
great stuff.
Roughness did the same thing, I think.
Yeah.
All right. So our final email of our mailbag segment comes from Joseph Palumbo.
Oh, wow.
Palumbo.
And
I know that name.
Yeah. He says, hey, James, Kurt, and crew. Now, the list for the draft.
Get called out?
You're right. You're and crew, I guess.
Joe Palumbo. Jerk.
However, a good addition by the rule set down of the film Gods is the king and king of the Wait, what is it? Rule set down by the film Gods and the King of the Flops has been skipped. It's a 6.3 on IMDb and a 54% on Rotten Tomatoes. It says the movie stars Jack Nicholson, Danny DeVito, Glenn Close, Pierce Brosnan. Oh, I know what he's talking about. He hasn't named the title yet. I'm going to go back because I feel like I'm making him seem like he's not smart by reading this, the broken English that he wrote.
I think he's not smart.
All right.
Obviously, he doesn't like me, so whatever.
All right, so he says that the list for the movie draft is great. However, a good addition by the rules set down by the film Gods and King of the Flops. It was a 6.3 on IMDb and a 54% on Rotten Tomatoes. The movie stars Jack Nicholson, Danny DeVito, Glenn Close. I know this movie. Pierce Brosnan, Pam Grier, Natalie Portman. Michael J. Fox was also in this, by the way. And slew of other Academy Award winners and nominees. Made $30 million against a $112 million budget. Yikes.
Wow.
Mars Attacks.
We talked about that movie briefly in Garbage Pail Kids because that's also a Topps production.
And he also says if you get to do the five American Ninja movies, then the even further watered down sequel, American Samurai, would be a solid in. Also, a wonderful bad movie that really works is Dr. Mordred. I don't know if I know that movie. The story about this film is amazing. Full Moon Pictures produced this as a Doctor Strange movie when they filmed it, and then Marvel pulled the character at the last minute, so they had to change the name.
I am totally down for doing Mars Attacks.
All right.
100%.
Awesome.
I would love to do that.
Did you ever see that movie?
I did.
Also
I did.
A Tim Burton flick, if I'm not mistaken.
I've never watched it.
It's great.
I'll take the opportunity to. I haven't avoided it on purpose. Like, I'm never watching this piece of garbage. It's just never come across my path.
It is the biggest piece of garbage with the biggest names in it.
Yeah.
All right.
It is really well done, though, too, as far as I feel like as a Tim Burton movie, he kind of.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Tim Burton-esque things in there. However, much like. What's the other movie he kind of stepped out of? Big Fish? Is that the one that he did?
Yeah.
It's very colorful. It's very vibrant.
Okay.
And the tone is dark, but the visuals aren't as dark as what he usually does.
Okay. I think it runs a good parallel with Spy Hard.
Is that a compliment?
Well, kind of. It has that cheesy movie.
It knows like, it's a it cheesy movie.
It knows it's a cheesy yeah. movie, and it goes after every single trope that it can possibly go after.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But it does it in a little bit more of an undertone way, but it's still going down that
okay.
path, you know?
Fair yeah. enough. I'm down, guys. I mean, Jack Nicholson, Michael J. Fox, a lot of these other people that he named here, Pierce Brosnan.
Everybody was in it.
Or they're all in it. And I'm definitely down for that. So we'll put it on the list. The problem is our list just keeps getting bigger and bigger. So what I want to say to the people out there listening, if you suggest a movie, we are going to get to it.
Yeah.
But don't get mad if it's not right away.
Well, I was going to ask, should we do something or set some sort of rule where somebody does put something into the rotation, we add that in yeah. as soon as possible?
Well,
boobies.
We do add at least one a month. So, for instance, in December, we're going off the board of our normal draft picks that we're going through, and one of the movies we're doing was selected by Scarlett, which was Boyfriend School, starring Steve Guttenberg
in
the 1980s. It's our first romantic comedy that we'll be covering. Mm. So, yeah, I try and work one at least once a month in a suggestion, but, you know, once a month, it's going to take a while.
Is that something where we could bring in the people that nominated it or make them a part of the show, or is that something that we shouldn't do? Or
I have a suggestion. I don't know. We have on Facebook, there's Facebook poll.
Yeah.
And we can do, like, maybe once a month.
Sure.
Do a wild card where we throw a bunch of these suggestions out on a Facebook poll.
Okay.
And then have the audience vote on which one they want us to cover.
I'm 100% down for that.
All right.
Yeah.
Sign me. That's it. I get a nickel for every time you talk about it now, because that was my idea.
All right. No longer will you be referred to as and crew.
No. I'm part of this
that's
thing
right.
now. Damn.
James, Kurt, Joe, and crew.
Yeah. And Bob's face.
That's
I want
right.
that at the end, too.
Let Bob and Brady and Clint be included in crew. I don't think anybody means anything by that.
No.
No, he meant everything about that. I know.
Well,
I know.
Think about how many people we've had on the show that have.
I know.
The fact that he didn't mention Clint, and he was been on, like, Clint's been on the most amount of episodes.
He has.
He snuffed him.
Joe, what I really want to know is, why do you hate Clint? That's what I want to know. Is there some deep-seated stuff from back in the day?
How much time do we have?
We have 30 more seconds.
Oh, man.
I love that, man.
Joe, joking aside, yeah. it was great to hear from you, dude. It's been too long. And Clint is the man also. We love that guy.
Yeah.
In fact, we are, I feel like, the luckiest people in the world that all the people that we have come on our show. We have a lot of different guests, but our main core six people, right, which is the three of us.
The crew.
Brady, Joe.
James and Kurt and the crew.
Clint and Bob are all great, and they all bring something different to the table, and I think it's part of what has made the show successful. So
it's like Thanksgiving.
That's right.
Yep.
And there's been so many different combinations we haven't repeated, you know, very often, and I think it's brought a fresh perspective each time. So
I would also like to go on the record right here and just say that last night I took James's advice and I watched Training Day. It's my first second Denzel Washington movie I've ever seen.
That's a good movie.
Because if you guys saw that episode or listened to it, he had never seen any Denzel movies.
Right. Other than Glory.
Right,
other than
Glory.
Yeah, and that was because of school. We had to watch that movie.
So what'd you think?
Loved it. It was amazing.
Yeah. It's awesome, right?
It was. You are correct as saying that Denzel Washington is probably one of the best actors that we have ever had.
You. Yeah.
Now, he was amazing in that movie.
Now imagine if Timac had started Training Day.
You know, that movie would have been so much better with Denzel Washington.
Now you see what I was saying. Or like,
I'm how going do you, on record.
How do you turn down Denzel for Timac in Last Dragon?
Well, again, I mean, when were the two made?
Yeah, well, the whole thing that he was early in his career.
Timing. Still. It's all about timing.
Well, I'm glad you got a chance to watch it and that you enjoyed it. I really would have been sad if you'd come in and go, yeah, watch that stupid movie you told me to watch, and it was terrible.
You mean like Clint with Masters of the Universe? I hated that movie.
He was not a fan.
Speaking about catching up on watching films, Kurt, I think you can, if you know, go home and just start, you know, Game of Thrones. You should be done by the end of the day.
Oh, yeah. It's really fast.
It's nice. It's a fast-paced
and
show.
And it's not dense. Short episodes. It's not. Would you call it dense? I would say it's pretty light fare.
It is.
Yeah?
Yeah. Have the kids around.
Yeah.
Okay.
Popcorn. I mean, you really don't have to pay attention.
No?
Not a lot of characters to keep track of. Mm-mm. Right?
No, absolutely.
You should be able to tell what's going on. No problem. Yeah, in fact, it's kind of show you could just have your phone on while it's on, and you can pretty much keep up with what's happening.
Exactly.
I got you. Exactly. Good.
Perfect.
Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, let me know. Let me know how the whole series was
sure.
tomorrow.
Is it like Lord of the Rings?
No.
Yeah.
No?
No.
Yeah?
Yes. Okay. Sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's swords in it?
They do have swords.
Ooh.
They got.
Do they have battle axes?
They fight.
There's zombies?
Are there talking trees?
There's some magic, kind of.
Well, there is anyway, a face tree.
There is.
Tree face. But anyways.
All right.
Off subject.
Well, thank you guys for joining us for our mailbag segment. And keep those letters coming. Send in the emails. thisshowistrash@gmail.com or hit us up on our Facebook page. We appreciate that you've been listening and you've been continuing to write in. And, you know, from now on.
I want to see Bob hate mail.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
Make it up.
We're going to make this.
Just make it up.
We'll demand it again.
I want to read a Bob hate mail.
Yet again, we'll demand some. All right. Thank you guys for listening. This has been Bad Movies Rule Mailbag Edition #2. See you guys later.
Bye.